This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Well, when I see you, you make me lose all control, like a fire burning deep in my soul, yeah. And when I feel you, it feels like I'm in heaven. It goes on forever like a diamond of gold. And when I hear you calling, it's like heaven. I wait there forever till I'm out of the cold, yeah.
And when all right, welcome everybody to the Pete and Sebastian Show, kicking it back off in the new year here, although we are recording this on December 28th, 2023. I myself am just coming out of a workout and a steam and a shower.
Wow.
Still have sciatic pain ripping down my left leg. Definitely going to take care of that in 2024.
Got it going.
Yeah. Health, wellness, and fitness is part of my regimen in 2024. I'm taking extreme measures to correct my health and wellness. Can't tell you what I'm doing yet, because it's still in the process, but it's something that's a little bit off the beaten path, but more to come. More to come
all
on
right.
that. Part of the process of doing what I'm doing is collecting data on my family members' health history. If you go to a doctor, they'll generally ask, you know, do you have any, heart disease in your family, diabetes, and what have you.
Right.
So I asked my mother and my father to give me a comprehensive list of ailments, disease, and what have you in my family. Mm-hmm. And I got from my father a PDF file of ailments coming out of my family. And bro, I gotta tell you right now, it ain't looking good for me. The amount of stuff that my father just sent me, that my great-grandparents, grandparents, him, my mother have. I'll just give you a few. Great-grandfather, Luigi. Throat cancer, right?
Yeah.
Great-grandma Anna, heart disease. My grandfather, cardiovascular disease, heart attacks,
three,
high cholesterol, pre-diabetic, enlarged prostate, groin hernia, psoriasis. I mean, guy. I got a shot.
We got a lot to unpack here. First of all, the scary part is your great grandparents never left Sicily, I would imagine, right?
No.
You know how much shit isn't even diagnosed over there? That was just the obvious stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Lord knows what was going on. Second of all, with your grandfather, do you think by the third heart attack, you're like a heart attack scout? Like, you could, right away, you feel a thud. You're like, oh, call 911. We're going into round three right now. Whereas when it was his first one, he was like, is this heartburn? You know? Like, do you become a heart attack expert? Or are you the boy who cried wolf? You're having heartburn. You're like, oh, baby, I'm having a heart attack. Like, does it just get crazy? You can't tell what's heartburn and what's a heart attack after you had two.
Well, I'd have to think after the second heart attack, right?
Yeah,
you would think anything that goes wrong or anything that happens in the chest area, you would think is another heart attack. However, can you distinguish a heart attack from, say, oh, that's just a pulled muscle or Like, I don't know what a heart attack even feels like. I mean, actually, I think you had a mini heart attack on the Fort Lauderdale trip, where you got almost crippled by a chest.
Right. For a second. And then what is that? And then I just go about my day like, oh, that was just a false alarm. Nothing to worry about there.
Well, to get to that, like, what do you think that was? Do you think that's a piece of calcium breaking off in the artery and then just clogging it out a little bit? Or
it's a good question.
What do you attribute that to? What is that?
Something like that. I feel like it's a piece of calcium or something that a lesser man would have stroked out right there. But for me, it just flushed through. You know what I'm saying? And it was flushing through at that moment, like, oh, boom, through, you know? So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think that the constant cannabis has a lot to do with it and the coffee. I think that's a good combo in the long run. I think they'll do studies about me. Bro, what the fuck barrel are you drinking out of? Jesus Christ. I got a coffee mug over here, and all of a sudden you hold up a fucking barrel like a clown jumps in during a rodeo to get away from the bull. Can I see that thing again? Oh, how many ounces does that thing hold?
I think this holds a liter, but this was a gift. This is a gift from my agency for Christmas.
Was there cocaine filled on something? Like, was that the gift? Bro, I got better gifted from a Secret Santa. Holy shit. How many million do you have to make somebody to get something more than a goddamn, what do you call those things? Is that at least a Yeti? At least?
It's a Stanley. It's a Stanley.
Oh, okay. It is. That
so
is
it's a like
fantastic.
It's a premium
yeah.
Thermos. But yeah,
you can run
you.
Over that
thank
and nothing will happen. Yeah.
Thank you my fair. Agents for a great year.
Some of the things you listen about your family, you got to remember too. Like my grandfather too. You don't smoke. You don't do the. You're a much healthier lifestyle that you live than our grandparents. No.
Don't matter. Some of the shit's hereditary. Regardless of how you live.
I don't know if I buy that.
You don't buy that.
I don't know if I buy that. I don't know if I buy that. That like what your parents had, you're likely to get, and all that hereditary. I don't know how I feel about that.
Great grandmother,
yeah.
Heart disease. Grandfather, heart attacks. My dad, quadruple bypass. Bro,
right.
I'm next.
Even my dad, quadruple bypass. My dad too. But my dad. I caught him eating pasta for breakfast in his 50s. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm not banging out lasagna at 10:30 in the morning because it's left over from the night before. I feel like, you know, the hereditary thing, how much can it... My grandfather used to smoke. He only would wear shirts that had two pockets on them, my dad's dad. All right? So he could have regular cigarettes and menthol. And he go back and forth, menthol, reg.
A real man.
Got diabetes, banged his toe on the bedpost, wouldn't go to the doctor as it was bruising and decaying, ended up having to get amputated, his leg. Then another amputation on the other leg, never got out of the hospital, right? Now, like, this is like a 1940s lifestyle guy. You know what I'm saying? We don't stub our toes now in 2024 and as it's turning blue, just, you know, ignore it. You know, we don't do that stuff. So don't you think, like, you're living a healthy lifestyle than your dad?
Yeah, listen, I don't think my dad's diet over the course of, you know, the last five decades has been stellar until he had the quadruple bypass. Now I think he's eating seeds and celery.
But he never exercised. But he never exercised either.
That's true. You know, I don't think my dad was a big exercise guy. Didn't work out a lot. So, yeah, I think, listen, healthy lifestyle does attribute to a better overall health score. But I'm just saying that, and bro, that's just one side of the family. I'm just saying, like, this. My mom's got a whole other, you know, list of shit. So, Anyway, I'm compiling all this information to then hopefully better understand the lineage of health that I come from. So that's first and foremost on the docket for 2024 here is improving the health. Do you have any goals here going into 2024? Or I know we're not goal oriented. We don't have a vision board, stuff like that. However, is there one thing in 2024 you're like, you know what? I want to master piano, or I want to take up, or I want to do. Is there anything over there in the Corielli household that has anything remotely associated with productivity or?
It's funny you say that because I'm going almost the other route. I'm more like, why do I keep reading books when I don't remember anything anyway? What's the fucking point? You know what I mean? Like, all I can tell you is if a book I enjoyed it or not. Sometimes, like beyond that, I'm like, I read the Washington thing. I remember like five major facts. You know what I mean? And the book was 750 pages. I remember five things. Is it worth it?
So you've had a definite decrease in your memory over the last, what, 2-3 years, you'd say?
I had that question with my in-laws just the other day, because I said, I've always forgotten things. So how do you know when you, because they say they forget now that they're older. I go, how do you know when you're forgetting something when you're older, you're forgetting it because you're older as opposed to you're just forgetting it like you would when you were 30, you know? And
yeah,
my father-in-law, he goes, because you go blank. He goes, like, you know, like you can like kind of remember a piece, like I remember the face, but I can't remember. He goes, now I, you know, you just nothing is there. I was like, bro, that's, you know. So, bro, and some of the things I've been reading and hearing about, like, you know, people, what they deal with as they get older, you know, don't poo-poo that heart attack. That might not be a bad way to go right before all the bullshit starts, right before your family's trying to figure out how to let you know you're going to live in a nursing home and your last friend's going to be a guy named Ted that you play bingo with on Wednesdays. Just take me now. I don't need to meet Ted.
So I have definitely noticed a decrease in my memory. I'd say it's been the last 6 months. I'm trying to like remember actors' names. I'm like, oh, what was that guy in that movie? And I'm like, nothing, right? Or what the heck was that restaurant we went to? I'm looking at photos in my photo album. You ever look at old photos? Not old, I'm talking like 2-3 years ago. And like, I took that? Like, or where was that at? Oh, that's that's another.
Yeah. Ting! All right, everybody. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Right now, you can bet future odds on the NFL or NBA seasons or place bets for the upcoming playoffs. If you like, let's say, the Knicks, after they made the trade for OG Anunoby, you can bet them at plus 6,000 to win the whole thing. I don't know. He's a spot shooter. I don't know about that. I don't think he's a difference maker, but hey, that's just me. Or maybe take the Dodgers to win the World Series at plus 380 because now they paid for everybody, or the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl, plus 1,000. DraftKings is a line on every game and future bet for almost every major sport. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code THECAST. New customers can bet, as I said, just $5 to get 200 instantly in bonus bets, all only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THECAST. The crowd is yours, baby. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK for 67369. In Connecticut, help is available for a problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario, bonus bets expire 168 hours after insurance. See DKNG.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Do you remember?
So my question to you is, do you think I'm losing my memory because of age, or do you think I'm losing my memory because, you know, we're so distracted and everything's so fleeting now that the brain is just, it only remembers small bits of information just because there's so much going on in our head right now?
I think it's the second one, bro. And I think what's happening is we reach a certain age and it's like a PDF file, like you said earlier, like this, you can only hold so much up here. And then as new stuff comes in, it's almost like your mind self cleans. Like, we don't need to remember that fucking guy. You know, like you don't forget anybody cool. You know what I'm saying? Like anybody that matters. So I feel like there's that, I also feel like, especially a guy like you, you're also living this high level, intense eye candy, meeting people, traveling, seeing things with what you do. So like the things get filed out. Like I can't remember everything. If I want to remember playing pickleball with DiCaprio, then I'm going to have to forget about this guy named Tommy from fifth grade that I, you know, used to ride the bus with. I'm going to forget him because I don't have room for both of these things. And remembering DiCaprio is fucking way more important than remembering Tommy. You're filled. You're at capacity. Your brain shit.
So you're saying that the brain is scrubbing itself of useless information.
Yeah, and that's why when somebody that you don't remember their name, they get offended because they know deep down, my brain deduced remembering you is not fucking important. So you're insulted by that. And you remember mine. Your brain told you to remember mine, though, because you're coming out of, hey, Pete, I'm going, hey, gay, you know. Not only that, you ever meet someone from high school that not only do I not remember the name, I don't even remember ever seeing your face before.
But you, I know your personality, you would like to think that everybody that you went to high school with remembers you, right? Like, do you think there's somebody out there that looks at you and goes, Pete Corielli, you went to high school with me?
No, even people that were homeschooled in my town know me. Yeah, but no, I'm being conceited jokingly, but you're bringing up another good point because when I was in New York City with Jackie over the Thanksgiving break, I saw Steve Sharippa in Central Park. And we kind of like passed each other and made eye contact. Now, I've like done a couple shows with Steve. I know Steve. Freaking guy's great, you know? But it had been a while. And I'm like, I don't want to say hi to somebody and then they don't remember me. I don't like that because, you know, that happens to me too. Sometimes your brain decides I'm not worthy of remembering. But if I feel like I'm going to say hi to somebody that ain't going to remember me, I won't say hi to them because I don't want to. Or I'll just go, hey. So I passed him and I didn't like say anything. I just kind of like looked. And then a few minutes later, because we're all like in this area, Central Park, where you have coffee and walk around. So I kind of was looping back around with Jackie and I saw him again. And we're looking right at each other. And I go, hey, and I'm like half wave. And he goes, Pete. He looks at me, he goes, Pete, what the fuck? You don't say hi? You walked by me before? What the fuck? And I go, Steve, honestly, I looked right at you. I don't know if you remember me. And he goes, well, Jesus Christ, give me a fucking second. I mean, I'm looking at you. You walk away. I'm like, Pete, why wouldn't he say hi? What the fuck?
I got to get my balls broken, too.
Because I even actually gave Patrick a photo to share with you because I thought it was funny. But, like, you know, what's your take on meeting somebody that you think, well, everyone knows you now. But, like, the other only other route was me to go up to him and go, hey, Steve, Pete Corielli, we did a show together. I don't know if I'm a, and then he'd go, dude, you're introducing yourself? Of course I remember. So I chose to avoid it altogether because, like I said, I thought he wouldn't remember my name. But otherwise, yeah, I think there are more people that I went to school with that remember me. Than me. What about you, bro? Come on. I mean, geez.
Bro, I was under the radar in school. I was literally under the radar. I mean, there could be people out there.
I mean, loud.
Yeah, I was quiet. I was quiet. See?
You went home for lunch and shit. I was loud. annoying, curly head, fucking annoying guy.
You know, I went home for lunch, bro. I went home for lunch. Yeah, I went home for. I watched Three's Company.
Yeah, oh, man, you like that's commuted the, to high school, like literally barely even there. You know, like you had that teacher's there. Hours.
Barely there, bro. I was like, the people were like, "Where does this guy go for lunch?" Like everybody's either at Taco Bell, Burger King, or hanging out in the lunchroom, and I'm watching Jack Tripper. What
the fuck? You could have ate in the teacher's lounge, and they wouldn't even have noticed. Like they would have just assumed you were a sub. That's the kind of life you live. Yeah, different than me. So, but you know, I don't know, bro. Getting all the way back to that health, talking about that. Wait, what were we originally talking about with this? Not the health part, right?
We're talking about the health, then we're talking about, we don't even remember what the fuck we're talking about.
Oh, remembering things. But like, that's what I'm saying. I think you're overthinking it, dude. I think you're remembering more than you need. You remember everything you need to know. Like, you know, if you're going to cook a steak, what temperature do you usually want the oven at?
275. But here's something that I'm doing now that I never used to do before. I tell the same story to multiple people.
Yeah, right? Like that you do. That you do.
Okay. So I don't remember who I told the story to. So I'll go to my sister. I go, yeah, this, you know, Santa Claus. And she's like, you told me. Man. But I've told six other people. And sometimes I'm like, did I tell this on stage? I don't remember where I'm telling stories.
I know you said the Three's Company thing 10 times, at least on the cast.
Yeah. And you do that to me, you'll go, you'll either tell me something you told me, or else you'll say, did I tell you this before?
Yeah.
And it makes it feel like the time you did tell it, there was no importance to the back and forth we had.
Because it's on the cast. I don't remember if I told it on the cast. Sometimes I tell a story on the cast, but like, did I tell that story to my sister, or my mother? Anyway, I got to get my memory right.
I wanted that.
Huh?
Are you going to do that?
I can't tell you. It's a cliffhanger, bro. It's a cliffhanger.
All right.
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three is company two.
Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
I want to get into Christmas Eve here at our house. As you well know, I told you the story about people at school telling their kids there's no Santa Claus, and my daughter was doubting that there was a Santa. We met the Santa Claus at a party, and he says he's got a service called Catching Santa. So we hired this guy to come Christmas Eve. He goes, I'll come, $300, 11 o'clock. So we got everything out. We put everything under the tree. And we're done around 9:30. I told Lana, I go, I'm going to go to bed. Come to bed, and then we'll wake up in an hour and a half when he comes. She's like, no, I'm going to stay up. So she stays up. She wakes me up at about 11:45. This guy's late. What's your take on Santa being late
on Christmas Eve? Wow. Well, I'm a little confused, though. Was like, did you give him, how was he going to get in? Didn't you have to stay up to let him in?
Yeah, Lana was going to let him in. So he's going to text us or call us when he got here. Right.
Oh, all right. So you're saying we'll go to bed when we'll get the text and then we'll get back up and go let him in. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's, I don't even think I would have did it when he said I won't be at 11. I'm like, 11? Yeah, yeah. You got to be about like 9:30 or else this ain't happening.
Well, he had other clients. 45. He had other clients already slotted in. So we got the 11 o'clock slot. So he comes in, right? And I'm half, you know, tired. So I go, what's going on? He goes, okay, this is how it's going to work. I want you to come out and videotape me. Don't wake up the kids yet. Just videotape me putting stuff under the tree, right? And then I'm going to tell you when to cut. You'll cut it, and then you'll go get the kids, right? So, and then he's got this thing orchestrated. He goes, I'm going to be putting down the gifts, and then I'm going to act like I hear something. When I pop my head up, you guys go behind the wall. And then I'll start, you know, eating the cookies. And I'll pop my head up again like I'm being watched. And then you go behind. This guy had the whole thing.
Oh.
I said, okay. We go in the room. We wake up Serafina. The look on her face, it was worth $300,000. The look on her face, because we came in, she goes, Santa's here. She got up, you know, in a sleep, but like it was the face of like joy, but still coming out of a sleep, right?
Yeah.
She goes in, wakes Caruso. She's like, Santa's here, Santa's here. Caruso gets up and he goes, I'm good. I'm good. He could care less. Bro, Santa's in the lit. Santa's in the living room, and he's like, I ain't gonna go see this guy.
I'm sleeping. Yeah, yeah. I love it.
You wake me up for this shit? I go back to sleep. So he gets up, and Lana's trying to coerce him to come out, and then he's like shaking his head. Like, and he goes back to bed, right?
Yeah. He didn't even come. He didn't even end up coming.
Oh my God,
I love it. I love it.
Now, Patrick, could we throw up? One sec.
Oh, wow.
So that's Santa in the living room, right?
Wow. That's a phenomenal outfit.
Right?
Look at that belt buckle. Look at that.
This guy came ready to fuck. This guy ready to play, bro. Comes in, man. He's got that's a padded suit he's got on. This guy's got a real beard, and he's putting on the gifts right now.
Yeah,
I think I need to show you and the listeners the video here of the experience. Okay, this is Lana and I just going out acting like we're seeing him for the first time. So yeah, that's Santa, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So now. We go wake the kid. Trying to get Caruso up. No, he don't want to. He don't want to go. Could care less. Okay, here's Serafina.
Oh my God!
All right, so
look at that, bro.
Okay,
phenomenal. I love it. God, it's magic.
I had to bring the magic back because the women at school stole.
Stole is not a word, but it should be. The way you say it is beautiful.
Stole my magic with my kids, right?
Unbelievable.
This is to everybody out there that's telling the truth to their kids. Stop it. Okay, because now I gotta spend $300 and wake my ass up at 11 o'clock at night to bring a stranger in my house to show my daughter that there's a Santa Claus for a couple more years. Right now, I gotta tell you, in the morning,
yeah,
you know, my mother, like, oh, you saw Santa? She's like, yeah, Santa was here. I think she's still thinking they must have hired this guy, like. She's too smart to think that this is still real. So I think she's still on the fence, and she might be going, wait a minute. Because she's even thinking, she's like, where was the reindeer, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, they're on the roof, you know? And then, like, she's like, how did you get back up the chair? If you really look at it, and you really look at how kids' minds don't even operate in a logical way, Santa has been around since I was a kid, right? And he was old then, right? Yeah. Santa's old.
Yeah.
50 years go by, and this guy's what, still the same age?
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, as a kid, you got to figure out, hey, man, this doesn't make any sense, right?
Right, right. And then, you know, you watch those old movies where the elf is like making a toy train out of wood. And then all of a sudden, you're getting an Xbox for Christmas as a fucking elf soldering the certain, you know? It's like, you start to...
The toys back then were like a toy train, a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Now the toys are like a Segway scooter. Like, what the fuck? What are the elves doing? What are they in Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
Studying?
It's all magic, man. Yeah.
It's all magic.
But, dude, you know what? It's funny you bring that up because this past weekend, well, just yesterday, actually, it was Sadie's friend still sleeping over. It's a good one of our closest friends. We took him to Buffalo yesterday, and one of the things Jackie dropped me off with the kids, they went to this, it's called Urban Air or something like that. It's like got all these trampolines and pits of foam that you jump in and stuff, and they've gone in the past. So I dropped them off. I go, listen, I'm just going to, you know, talk to mom for a sec outside. Then I'll be back in. I come in a half hour later, and they both got this look like they stepped in dog shit. And they're like this, and they're like, this is disgusting. Do you smell that, Dad? You can smell kids' sweat. She's like, there's kids drooling on everything. And I'm like, come on, just make the most of it. So she goes, Sadie goes, we can't even jump on anything. There's all these kids in the way. So we go back over to the pit area and we wave a couple of kids out of the way and they jump into the foam pit. And as soon as they hit it, they're both like, ew, it smells like BO. And she holds up a block. She's like, Dad, you got to smell this. I'm like, I'm not smelling it. And they come out and she's like, I don't know what happened to this place, but it's so gross. And they're both like, I'm sorry you spent the money, Mr. Corielli, but can we get out of here? It's gross. And I'm like, this place is the same as it's always been. But, you know, you used to come here when you were 5 and you're 6. Now you're young ladies, 10 and 11. Now you're like, this is fucking nasty. Welcome to adulthood. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing with Sadie. Even at one point, Sadie goes like this. I don't know if I was proud of her or if I'm like, I got to reprogram this kid. But she looked over at someone. She goes, I mean, Dad, look at this shit. Like, she didn't say shit, but she looks at the person. And I go, Sadie, are you judging? She goes, Dad, there's a guy smoking in here behind the thing over there. He's smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, I thought I smelled that, you know? So it was like, it was disgusting, but like, it didn't bother them when they were younger. So no,
of course not.
That's it.
Of course not. The magic's gone. And now they're starting to smell
the failures of life in the foam, right? The fact that there's BO embedded in a foam thing. Tells me, and I just told Lana this the other day. I said, I gotta commend you on something. Our kids always look clean and pristine, right? They go out, yeah. Their hair's tight, nice, done, showered, clean. They don't got shit stains, nothing, right? They're just like clean. They're wiped. And you see some of these kids out there, bro. Jesus Christ. No wonder everybody's sick. You know, people are going, why are people sick? Why? I tell you why. Why don't you take some soap and a rag and wipe your kid's face down, right? I don't know how it was when Sadie was little, but Caruso, right? Got a runny nose. Anytime I see any runoff over his, it's wiped clean.
Right. Yeah,
I tell him to blow his nose, and I tell him, I want you to blow your eyeballs out of your head. That's how hard I want you to blow, right?
Right.
It's just, it's taken care of, all right? My kids ain't making this foam pit stink, all right? It's not my kids. Whose kids is it?
Exactly. No, I'm right there. Dude, and not only when you do the blow nose, by the way, when your kid blows and you still can hear it and you go, again, another one, another. You know, you do it till it gets that dry sound. Then I know we're done.
I do it. I blow his nose until he's healthy.
Right. I would like to think that one blow from my technique cures the cold. It's gone.
Gets it all out. Yeah.
Gets it all out. The fever's gone. And we're back at school the next day.
All right. You take care of it. You're on it. The other one I can't stand. What's your take on the...
By the way, I'm sorry. I didn't even mention this. I want to show you something.
Yeah. What do we got?
There's something we
got
to discuss here. This. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Agency. Patrick. Headphones.
What the fuck, guy? Holy shit. But
no, he told me yours is on the way.
Headphones from Patrick, Stanley water cooler. Bro, are you seriously? You got your agency got you a Stanley water cooler, and that's it.
Hey, you know, right, it's not about the gifts.
Well, you held it up. Listen, what about kids on the ground? That drives me nuts when you're at a store or something and the kid's crawling around and the parents allow it. My kid, even when she was little, she'd get down for a second. I'm like, you fucking animal, get up. You don't lay on the ground. We went to the Museum of Natural History recently because we wanted to take her to see the I don't know if you've ever been in there in New York City, but they got the giant stuffed blue whale stuffed, I say. It's like a fake model of a blue whale. It's giant. Hangs in the ceiling. It's like pretty famous. So when you go there now, the whole floor underneath it, they're like, you can lay on the floor underneath the blue whale and look up and try to find the blue whale's belly button, right? So we walk down in the area and you look over and now everybody, not only are they sitting, they're not just laying, they're sitting down there under the whale, eating snacks, making little picnics. So me, Sadie, and Jackie, we don't even sit. We just look up, there's a belly button, and we're gone. Fucking animals. All animals laying out on the floor. Laying on the floor of a museum where people have been like, I just don't get it. I just like, you know, it's like.
You're a class outfit over there. That's why. Because you know how to behave. You know how to behave. And you're putting that. By the way, is Sadie as tall as you? I saw a few photos online, bro. I mean, we're looking at possibly a 6-footer here.
Yeah, at some point, right? Yeah, I don't want to get too tall, but yeah, she's getting tall. you don't want to get too tall, but she's doing good.
Hey, what's too tall? I mean, Jackie's tall.
Jackie's 5'7", 5'8". Yeah, you know, just like, you don't want to be... 6 is a little too tall, right? Because then you got to date tall guys. You got to date basketball players only and that kind of shit. I don't know. Planes, travel becomes an issue. You're too tall, right? I don't know. I want to ask you a question now, right? You ready for a topic change for a sec here?
Yeah.
I got a question. Well, let me just say who it is because of the sake of the story here. The guy who I became friendly with, I told this guy's name, Sean Casey, used to play for the Cincinnati Reds. Great dude, right? He was an all-star baseball player for the Reds. Ended up being the Yankees batting coach for the second half of last season. But he didn't want to do it anymore, so he's not coming back. So right before Christmas, we're texting, and he texts me and he goes, Petey, I need your address, right? So texted to him. He's like, you have a great holiday. I'm like, you too. He has a real popular podcast. It's really fun. He's like, got to come back on the cast. Take it easy, brother. Now, about a week after that, I get a package, long, skinny cardboard. And I see it on the porch. And I tell Jackie, I'm like, I could possibly be a signed Aaron Judge bat. Because me and Casey were joking about, I was telling him about seeing Aaron Judge at the Yankee game and him not waving to me and that kind of thing. And he goes, I'll make sure Judge says hi next time you're ever around them. Like, we joke like that. So I'm like, maybe he sent me Aaron Judge's bat. So you ever get a package that you're so excited about, you don't even go get it right away. I just let it sit out there for a little while, taking care of some errands. I'm like, I'll get my coffee, then I'll go get it. Pour coffee. I go out there, I pick it up, light as a feather. I open it up. It's a Taylor Swift poster from us. It was right before Christmas for Santa to Sadie. So it wasn't even my bat. So now you know, we're after Christmas here. I got nothing. I got nothing from this guy. My question to you is, if somebody calls you or texts you and asks you for your address, do you eventually, if you don't get anything, say to that person, hey, I don't know if you like send me anything or whatever, but I didn't get anything. Or do you just let it float out there? Like, because I also don't want him to be like, what the fuck? I sent the guy a glove and he ain't thanking me. What, you know, but I didn't get a glove. Or if I say to him, hey, man, you asked for my address. I never got anything. You think he's like, guy, what the fuck? I just was putting it in my book. You think every time I ask someone for an address, that means they're getting a present? You fucking bouncy fucker. Like, I mean, you're a batting coach for the Yankees. You're an all-star. I'm thinking I'm getting a Sean Casey signed baseball glove or some shit. Nothing.
So
he'll laugh at this.
You think if somebody asks you for your address, they're asking because they're going to send something within the next 10 to 15 days, right?
You do a little promo shoot with Cristiano Ronaldo, whatever, and then you become friendly with him. And then like a month ago, he asks you, he texts you, I need your address. And you gave Ronaldo your address. Aren't you expecting a soccer ball? Or a jersey, right?
No, you're definitely thinking something's coming. But have you ever had this happen where they ask you for your address and yeah. You're like, oh, wow, I'm going to get something. But they send you like a Christmas card. And you go, Jesus Christ, this is where they wanted the address.
Shit.
Are you ever disappointed with what they send you? Like, if he asked you for the address,
right,
and he sent you a thank you card from coming on the podcast, would you go, Jesus Christ?
you're gonna just thank me in a text, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm right there. If you plan on just sending me a card, hunt down the address yourself, all right? Don't get me excited. Come on, you know what I'm saying? But, like, what if, like, your friend Mike, who's a social studies teacher at a junior high, goes, hey, it's been a long time. I need your address. You know, are you excited that Mike's sending you something? Or you think, then you think you're getting a card, right? It depends on who's asking for the address, is my point, right?
Well, sometimes people ask me for my address, and depending on who the person is, I'll give them another address. Like, sometimes I have stuff go to my business manager, right? Mm-hmm. So do you think everybody that asks for your address is deserving of the address? Do you ever have somebody ask you, hey, can I get your address? And you're like, this guy, no, definitely not want him to know where I live.
yes.
So do you have an alternate plan? Do you have an alternate plan when somebody asks you for your address? Because it's not like you could say, there's only a couple things you can say. I don't give out my address, or you giving them an address like a P.O. box or something. Do you have a P.O. box?
No, but that was something I was thinking about doing so that like I could really open it up to cast listens. Because actually, some of them got some stuff to me now. This is so pathetic. It's almost a joke, but it's not a joke. When I get a package from a cast listener, I have Sadie open it and I step away. I tell him, I go, there could be a live snake in there. And we always joke about it. But I always do. I take like 3 feet back and let Sadie open that shit up. She's got a better immune system if something comes out and bites her. And we shake it. And we hold it up for ticking.
Oh, my God. What is she, like the presidential tester? She's tasted food before you eat it.
She's like the heart locker. There's a fucking car in the middle of the road. Call Sadie to come get that thing out of the road for us.
Oh wow.
Oh no, the cast listeners are just like, they said some awesome. They're so nice, man. I try to thank them all individually, but back to your thing with the packages, and then when it goes to the managers, because that's obviously the sketchy, we'll go there with it. Like if when The Rock asks you for your address, you're like, oh, that's going to be something nice from The Rock. I'll give him my address, right? It's like the address of the whatever he said is for
the did he just manager have a memory lapse? Did you have a memory lapse, bro?
No, I didn't have a memory lapse.
You,
I forgot
you look
who
like
you said
my grandfather at one point. You're like, hey.
Well, because help me. Who you send your B stuff to? I forgot what you said. Your booker, your manager, your agent.
That's what you forgot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Your memory shot. It's shot.
It wasn't. I just know you send shit to somebody else too. I didn't need to remember who that was. It's not a big deal. Somebody else.
Apparently, it was. You came back to it.
But does that person ever open up going, bro, this is, you might want this. And then you go, all right, now send it over to the real compound, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. No, he sends everything. It filters through him and then it comes here.
All right.
That's
yeah.
all.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, yeah. My mugs are taking off. I said, send me a mug. This is from lovely Joyce out in Rochester, House of Blues mug. Loving this one. By the way, did you see that new movie, the Barbie movie?
No.
I don't normally do this for the cast listeners, but I feel the need to say this. I don't know if you have anyone affiliated with this movie. I'm sorry, bro, but it one of the worst films I've ever watched in my entire life. Couldn't even get through it. I mean, Gosling's singing and dancing. I'm like, I didn't even know what was going on with this fucking thing. Yeah.
I didn't see it. $1 billion, though. Thing made $1 billion.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's crazy what's going on out there.
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
No. I saw the trailer. I'm going to watch it eventually. That's about the guy who basically created the atomic bomb, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's supposed to be good. I want to check that out. That's on my list. And I also want to check out Zac Efron is in this Von Erich movie. I forget it's called something. The Claw or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to check that out because I grew up on the Von Erich family in wrestling. So I want to check that out.
Wrapping up my bookie this tonight, finally. I had so much family and friends and stuff going on every night, but I'm wrapping up bookie tonight. Looking forward to it, man.
Oh, what do you got? That's two episodes left?
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. It's digging
it,
bro.
The finale.
Digging it. Yeah.
Appreciate that. We're hoping that gets
really
picked up.
Great.
It's another goal.
Goal completed. It got picked up for season 2. Congratulations, Sebastian. This is fake Tommy C, by the way.
Go ahead.
What'd you take? How'd you feel about the family scene, the blowjob thing, the blowjob scene? I don't like seeing you like that, guy.
I didn't like it either, bro.
I mean, it was great. It was like realistic and all, you know? But like,
yeah, bro, I tell you what, I'm a little uncomfortable taking my shirt off in front of the crew.
You're acting, bro. You're acting.
I know, but you know, it's like, man, when in my 20s, I would have ripped it off and walked around and went up to the director shirtless for notes. Now, bro, I'm underneath the sheets going, are we going to do that again? Oh.
Yeah, but you just gotta think of it like you gotta look at them like, yeah, but listen, this is the character's body. You should see I do this for character right now, you know.
So I didn't tell you, I don't know if I told you this, that I had an intimacy coach. Did I tell you this?
No.
So they bring in an intimacy coach for this scene. And they talk to myself and the other actress, Andrea, to see what we're comfortable with.
Right.
So she's like, are you comfortable being shirtless on set? Of course, I'm like, because I feel like if I said no, they were going to go back and go, he wants to keep his shirt on. And then they would have said, yeah, well, tell him to keep his shirt on at home. Because we're getting another guy to do this, right? Like,
Oh, I hear you.
So yeah. I said, yeah, no, I'm fine with that. So she's like, she's gonna be underneath the covers, right? And what she's gonna do is put her hand on your thigh and move her head up and down basically that way. So she has like a frame of reference, right? Are you comfortable with that? I say, yeah, no problem. So the day of the shoot, the intimacy coach comes in and says, here, she hands me a cup like a, for my down there, right? And what's this? She's like, it's just another layer of protection. Now, it's not like a cup that you would wear playing baseball. It's basically a piece of plastic, right? But I'm sitting there looking and going, how did you know, like, what size to make the cup, right? And to be honest, I'm looking at the cup and I'm going, oh, this looks kind of small. Looks kind of small for me. But not that I'm, like, huge at all.
Right.
Believe me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's average. It's just average, bro.
I wasn't guessing. Like, you, literally, yeah, you said it as if you're like, I know Pete's probably wondering.
I'm just trying to give the listeners an idea.
This is
more,
this is protection for, not from you, this is protection from her in case you get an erection. She doesn't have to feel that shit, right?
Well, either or.
Guy, like, this is, just, guy, you're practically doing porn, guy. I can't even have this
conversation right now. Right, guy?
Fucking Debbie Does Dallas part two here. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Is it at least, is it like white, like a cup, or is it trans, like, can you see through
it's
it?
Beige. It's beige.
Like, I, is it like a hospital, piece of a hospital equipment almost looks, yeah, like orthopedic-y?
Yeah, it does have that kind of sterile feel, right? You just shove it down your underwear or whatever the hell it is, and then, you know.
Now,
you go,
do you
and,
think it was brand new? Do you think, like, maybe like Matt Dillon used it for a movie?
I don't think they got these in props where they're like, bring out the one that
it
Mel
looks
Gibson
like
had.
Yeah, he says, maybe the what's that one's name from played the Ant Man? I could see that, like, you know.
Yeah, again, he forgot again.
No, I remember Ant Man. Oh, what's his name? Bateman, the other one.
Yeah.
The one that's, you remember his name, right?
No, Patrick did. Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. Get the Paul Rudd cup. He looks like about a Paul Rudd sized dick.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. But yeah, all right, no, bro, with the remembering things, don't shine a spotlight on it. I told Jackie that the other day. I go, I'm going to start, when I start forgetting things, when I start getting sick in life, you're going to get mad at me for those things. And she said, then don't do those things. Like, don't get sick and old. All right. Well,
So blowjob scene was a little uncomfortable, but I even had to ask Chuck Lorre. I go, listen, do you want this like comedic or, you know, like, how you see this happening? Yeah. Nah, I mean, you know, it's, don't sit there and like overdo it. Just, you know, act. Okay.
But I'm wondering, like, if you go like, oh, baby, ow, ooh, are they going to go cut? Bro, we don't need any of that. We don't. Well, I was pretending she wasn't doing it right. Like, you know.
Yeah, no, I was worried if I, like, because I'm like, I don't know, like, how. Lana told me, I don't want you acting like you normally act when you're getting this. I go, what? She's like, I don't want you to do what you do in real life. I go, I don't even know what the hell I do in real life, right? If I did what I did in real life, they wouldn't even believe that this is even happening, right? What the fuck is this guy doing?
I curl my toes, guy.
Oh, God, bro. I didn't even need to know that, man. I got to totally...
Throw this out. That was disgusting.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh, man, I got that visual never leave my head, man.
Bro, you all I got to do is put on HBO Max episode 3 and I could see it the rest of my life, bro. How do you think I feel?
Yeah, no, I get
like,
it.
I felt like we did get the real version from you. It was too much to see. You know what I'm saying? What was your mom's take on that? She do a fast forward through that?
We didn't even talk about it. It's like something that we don't even like address. Like, hey, Jesus.
Me, so old school, bro. I mean, some comics are up there, their parents are in the front row, and they're talking about fucking hookers in the ass, you know?
So, it's funny, the porn scene, you know, you remember the porn scene in Bookie?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Those guys are walking around with like cock sleeves, you know, like they got like a sleeve on it, and they also had the cup, right?
Oh, they also did. Had the okay. cup,
but like, oh. Yeah, but I think they put, I don't even know what the hell they put on. I didn't even ask, but those guys are walking around set like it's nothing.
Well, I mean, those porn movies, that's how they are, right? They like have a cup of coffee and like,
yeah.
What were you say?
But no, we're hoping to get picked up for a second season which would be nice. Yeah,
of course, bro, of course.
So yeah, I don't think I talked about this too much, but the It Ain't Right tour on sale now, SebastianLive.com. Pete and I got some exciting stuff going on around that. I'm not going to mention that now, but podcast might be taking another route. Still doing this.
Yeah.
Building upon. So
that's what got, when you were saying at the beginning of the cast, you're like, anything. That's honestly what I'm excited about. But I don't want to say anything, but you know, to jinx it. But yeah, I'm very excited about that stuff.
We'll definitely share some of that in due time. So SebastianLive.com for the tickets there. And that's it. That's it for this week's episode. Really, really happy you guys are on board for another year of the Pete and Sebastian Show. What are we going on now, bro? What is this?
I think season 11. Season 11. 11 years, I believe, we're going up
11
to
now. 11 years. 11 years doing right? this.
Yeah. Unbelievable, and dude.
It's astounding.
Yeah. This is like, we're getting into Saturday Night Live level of seasons, you know what I'm saying? Been through a lot, dude.
Been through a lot, and much more to come. So keep listening to the Pete Sebastian Show. We will see you next week with more fun and folly.
Oh, wait, one last thing.
Yeah.
I ain't no bearded comic, bro. You ain't pigeonholing this guy a baby's ass, and you didn't even notice. Huh? How about that? Shaved.
Oh, bro, I didn't even see that.
I know, man. And I'll do one more show. I'm going to do it for the next show, too, and then I'm back to beard. I don't like this at all. I knew you wouldn't even notice. That's why, you know, I look sick. I do. Luckily, the doctor gave me 6 months, so I'll see you guys next week. All right, over and out.
Take care.
Wow.
The show has ended.
I blow his nose until he's healthy.